Welcome again to the Choose This Day Bible Study Series. The Sabbath commandment, the fourth of the Ten Commandments that we looked at last time, is what we're going to be talking about this time. The fourth commandment of the law is practiced with diversity today, so we're going to talk about it. It's practiced on Saturday or Sunday, every day, no day, and so on. It's even called different names: the Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath, the Lord's Day, and so on. What we're going to do today is see what the Bible calls it and see if it matters according to the Scripture. Last time we were together, we were discussing the Ten Commandments. We read the entirety of them in Exodus 20, and this time we're going to read another portion of that in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. If you'd like to follow along with the notes, you can find a link in the description at the bottom below this video, and you'll also be able to fill in the blanks as we continue on. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So according to the Bible, there's only one day that has been made holy, and it is that one day that God has called us to keep holy. You see, we can't just choose a day and make it holy and then keep it holy, because we're not holy ourselves. I can't make anything holy, nevertheless a day. What God has asked us to do is something very practical. Keep the day holy that He made holy. Isaiah 58, verse 13 describes a little bit about how we can do that. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, and honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So if we choose to keep the day holy that God has made holy, we will be blessed. We must understand that God is a God of love. He's also a God of order. We can't just choose any day to offer to Him like Cain chose of the vegetables in his garden to offer to the Lord rather than what God had asked. You see, Cain offered what he thought was right instead of offering what God thought was right. And so the appeal today is that we would offer to God what He has made holy, keeping it holy, and giving Him the time He has commanded. So Luke chapter 4, verse 16 describes that Jesus did that same thing. "And He," Jesus, "came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath," or seventh day, "and stood up to read." So Jesus was there in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Now we know that the synagogue on the Sabbath was with the Jews, Jesus himself being Jewish. We know that the Saturday Sabbath has been kept by the Jews ever since Christ was on the earth. So there's no confusion about what day it is that Jesus was keeping. It was the seventh day Sabbath. In fact, it's been that way ever since creation. Notice what Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work which he had created and made." So this very first Sabbath was actually made after Adam and Eve had been created. And it was a day that was not necessarily for them to rest, because they hadn't done any work. They had just been created the day before. They didn't even have 24 hours on the earth yet. So according to this scripture, the Sabbath had been given on the seventh day. Adam and Eve had been made or created on the sixth day. So really, the day for them, for Adam and Eve, wasn't a day of rest, not the first one. For we know that they hadn't even worked yet. God had given them this day, the first full 24-hour day that they were given. It was for them to be able to come into a closer relationship with God. So God spent time with Adam and Eve that full first 24-hour day just to get to know them. It wasn't from rest from labor for them in this case, for they were just getting to know their Creator. And that's really what it's about. The Sabbath has been established with the very first onset of its keeping as a day of relationship with God. This is why there's so much confusion about it, is because the enemy has done everything he can to confuse the issue of relationship with God. So if we choose to be blessed with God and rest with Him, if we enter into the day that He has made holy, we will be blessed and God will draw near. We have just read about what the Bible teaches in creation. Notice what it says in the days of eternity future. Isaiah 66:22-23 says, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed, or your children, and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord." So in creation, the Sabbath was given to man. In the earth made new throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, we will be keeping the Sabbath then as well. So now Jesus, when he was on the earth, he actually said a very interesting thing about the Sabbath in Mark 2:27-28. He said unto them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." And so the Lord has said himself Lord of a day. It's the Lord of the Sabbath. We know that that was the Jewish Sabbath. That was the seventh day or Saturday Sabbath that Jesus was referring to. There is no biblical transference of the holiness or solemnity of the Sabbath to any other day. It must be the day of creation, the day that we will be keeping in eternity future. In the book of Acts, we're told about the Sabbath several times. Acts chapter 1, after Christ had ascended, "Then returned they, the disciples, unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet," which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So even the disciples during the time that Christ had ascended were honoring the Sabbath. As part of the conversation, the Sabbath would come up in their dialogue. Acts chapter 13, verse 44, "The next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God." Now, this is the Sabbath day where they were coming together. We know that there were Jews worshiping in the synagogues on the Sabbath, and Gentiles were coming in, almost the whole city, to hear what was being preached. Acts chapter 17, verse 2 says, "Paul, as his manner or custom was," just like Jesus, "went unto them, and three Saturday Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures." We know that a lot of people will say that the Lord's Day is something other than what we have read about in Mark chapter 2. They take it from this verse in Revelation 1 verse 10. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." So John was described as being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. What day is the Lord's day except that day which the Lord has pronounced as His? Remember, in Mark chapter 2, 27 through 28, Jesus said that He was the Lord of the Sabbath. So we can't just take any day like Cain and bring it into the mix expecting God will accept it. Cain should have followed the directions of God and he would have been blessed as Abel was. Too often we follow the same example of Cain in offering anything we think will be good enough, instead of what God has asked us to give. So God has asked you to consider, with me, this fundamental principle, the 12th one, that the fourth commandment of this law requires that we devote the seventh day of each week, commonly called Saturday, to abstinence from our own labor and to the performance of sacred and religious duties, that this is the only weekly Sabbath known to the Bible, being the day that was set apart before paradise was lost, which is in Genesis 2, and which will be observed in paradise restored, Isaiah 66. That the facts upon which the Sabbath institution is based confine it to the seventh day, as they are not true of any other day, and that the terms Jewish Sabbath, as applied to the seventh day, and Christian Sabbath, as applied to the first day of the week, are names of human invention, unscriptural in fact and false in meaning. So it is my appeal to you to seriously consider what the Bible does say about the Sabbath, and also what it doesn't say, for God is calling you to the same relationship experience that He called Adam and Eve at the very beginning, the creation of this earth, and that He is expecting of us in eternity future. So continue to learn with me at revelationwithdaniel.com.